as pose of helping him, but any literature which therefore concludes that it can be a law unto itself and exists only for itself degenerates into ideology no less. Art, which even in its opposition to society remains a part of it, must close its eyes and ears against it. It cannot escape the shadow of irrationality, but when it appeals to this unreason, making it raison d'être, it converts its own malediction in a theodicy. Even in the most sublimated work of art, there is a hidden, it should be otherwise, when a work is merely itself and no other thing, as in a pure pseudo-scientific construction, it becomes bad art, literally pre-artistic. The moment of true volition, however, is mediated through nothing other than the form of the work itself, whose crystallization becomes an analogy of their other conditions, which should be as eminently constructed and produced objects, works of art, even literary ones, point to a practice from which they obtain the creation of a just life. Page 318. The mediation is not a compromise between commitment and autonomy, nor a sort of mixture of advanced formal elements with an intellectual content inspired by genuinely or supposedly progressive politics. The content of works of art is never the amount of intellect pumped into them. If anything, it is the opposite. Nevertheless, an emphasis on autonomous works is self-socio-political in nature. The feigning of a true politics here and now, the freezing of historical relations which nowhere seemed ready to melt, oblige the mind to go where it need not degrade itself. Today, every phenomenon of culture, even if a model of integrity, is liable to be suffocated in the cultivation of kitsch. Yet, paradoxically, in the same epoch, it is to works of art that has fallen the burden of worldlessly asserting what is barred to politics. Sartre himself has expressed his truth in a passage which does credit to his honesty. Footnote 10, text. This is not a time for political art, but politics has migrated into autonomous art, and nowhere more so than where it seems to be politically dead. An example is Kafka's allegory of toy guns, in which an idea of non-violence is fused with a dawning awareness of the approaching paralysis of politics. Paul Klee, too, belongs to any debate about committed and autonomous art, for his work, Écriture par excellence, has roots in literature and would not have been what it was without them, or if it has not consumed them. During the First World War, or shortly after, Klee drew cartons of Kaiser Wilhelm as an inhuman iron eater. Later, in 1920, these became the development, can be shown quite clearly, the Angelus Novus, the machine angel, who, though he no longer bears any emblem of character or commitment, flies far beyond both. The machine angel's enigmatic eyes force the onlooker to try to decide whether he is announcing the culmination of disasters or salvation hidden within it. But as Walter Benjamin, who owned the drawing, said, he is the angel who does not give but takes. Translated by Francis McDonough.